The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going to be talking about Alzheimer's disease today, how to prevent it, how to prevent dementia, how to improve your memory and focus. Now, one thing that researchers are starting to look at is the connection between diabetes and Alzheimer's disease. In fact, they're contemplating changing the name of Alzheimer's disease to diabetes type 3. Diabetes type 3 is a combination of diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. Diabetes type 1, which many people call juvenile onset diabetes, is an autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease is where the body's attacking itself. Your own immune system is literally attacking your body. Now, there's many different types of autoimmune diseases. Diabetes type 1 is just one example. One of the most common ones is called Hashimoto's disease. That's an autoimmune hypothyroid. But there's also Graves' disease. That's an autoimmune hyperthyroid. Celiac disease, or the allergy to gluten. That's an autoimmune disease. Rheumatoid arthritis, where people have pain in their joints. That is autoimmune disease. Psoriasis, people who have trouble with their skin and their hair. That's autoimmune disease. Eczema is usually autoimmune disease. MS is another autoimmune disease of the brain. It's attacking the brain. We see MS, or multiple sclerosis, in a lot of people who move from a southern latitude to a northern latitude. For example, if you're from Puerto Rico or the Dominican or Central America, South America, Africa, India, and then you come up to New Jersey and New York, your body requires more vitamin D. So when you go to a northern latitude and there's less sunlight, again, less vitamin D, then you're more likely to develop MS, multiple sclerosis. So one of the most important things to do if you are moving from the south to the north is to increase your vitamin D levels. All right, that's going to help with MS, multiple sclerosis. That's an autoimmune disease that attacks the brain and the nerves. And the nerves are covered in fat. So if you have MS, you got to eat a lot of fat, good healthy fat. Avocado, olives, fish, sardines, anchovies, salmon, a lot of good fat, and stay away from all the sugar because that causes neuropathy. Diabetes causes neuropathy. It damages the nerves. All right. So those are autoimmune diseases, including diabetes type 1. The good news is all autoimmune disease has the same solution, and that is a nutritional solution where you have to avoid all of the autoimmune foods. The big autoimmune foods are dairy, gluten, corn, soy, coffee, and alcohol. Those are the big six for autoimmune disease, diabetes type 1. So if you want to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, you got to prevent autoimmune disease. So you need to eat healthy. Now, some of these foods create autoimmune disease because of the way they're grown or the chemicals that are sprayed on the foods. There's a product called Roundup. You might use it on your lawn, but they use it on the food. The main ingredient, glyphosate, has been proven to cause cancer. In fact, you know, you could literally, if you've ever had cancer, you could actually sue Monsanto, who is the corporation that owns Roundup glyphosate, which was bought out by Bayer, the pharmaceutical company. So there's big class action lawsuits against Bayer or Monsanto because of the cancer that glyphosate is causing. Yet they're still allowed to spray all the foods and the land with this toxic chemical. This glyphosate or Roundup is banned in most countries around the world because it causes cancer, but not in America, because Bayer, Monsanto, they have a lot of power and they control a lot of the government. So unfortunately, America is a very greedy place and money is more important than health. So you have to take control of your own health because your government isn't going to save your life. You have to save your own life. The pharmaceutical companies are not going to save your life. The doctors are not going to save your life. You have to save your own life. And the easiest way to do it is to prevent problems. Don't wait till you get dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's to work on it. The key is to work on it now. And if you really want your brain to function at optimal levels, we have to prevent diabetes type 3. And the way to prevent diabetes type 3 is to prevent diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. We just reviewed the way to prevent diabetes type 1. Just to review, to prevent diabetes type 1, as well as all autoimmune disease, the key is to avoid these six foods: dairy, gluten, corn, soy, coffee, and alcohol. Your life will change by eliminating those six foods. That's for autoimmune disease. Now, diabetes type 2, that's not juvenile onset diabetes, that's adult onset diabetes. That usually develops later in life. However, now it's starting to develop a lot earlier. It used to be people in their 70s would get it. Then it turned to people in their 60s would start getting it. Then people in their 50s started getting it. Then people in their 40s started getting it. Now people's in their 30s and 20s and even teenagers are getting adult onset diabetes type 2. The biggest cause of that is sedentary lifestyle and poor nutrition. Sugar is in juice. Sugar is in soda, in iced tea, in lemonade. We want to bring our glucose levels down to prevent diabetes type 2. Our fasting glucose levels should be under 100, idealistically between 85 and 95. If you're above 100, then you're considered pre-diabetic. Now, you don't want it too low either. If it's too low, you're going to have what's called hypoglycemia. For people whose glucose levels are too low, maybe under 85 or something like that, you want to make sure you don't turn into hypoglycemia. To prevent hypoglycemia, you need to eat frequently, not big meals all the time, but you don't want to have lunch at 12 noon and then wait till 8 o'clock for dinner. Then you're having 8 hours with no food. That could create hypoglycemia. To prevent hypoglycemia, you just want to eat every 2 hours. Let's say if you eat breakfast at 10, have a snack at 2. Sorry. If you eat breakfast at 10, have a snack at 12. Eat lunch at 2. Have a snack at 4. And dinner at 6. That's a perfect day. Now, if you are diabetic or you have hyperglycemia, meaning your glucose levels are too high, then we want to avoid all the big carby foods, the starches, the sugars. We want to avoid potatoes and rice and oatmeal and bread and pasta and noodles and grains and crackers and muffins and cakes and candy and pastries. That's if we want to avoid diabetes type 2. And remember, to prevent Alzheimer's disease, we want to avoid diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2. So besides diet, a sedentary lifestyle can also cause diabetes type 2. And what do most people do all day long is sit. You wake up, you eat breakfast, and you sit at the table. Then you sit in your car and commute to work, or you sit in the train or the bus, go to work. Then you go to work and you sit at your desk and work at the computer. Then you take a break, eat lunch, sit at the lunch table. And you work more sitting at the computer. And you go home, eat dinner, sitting at the dinner table. And after dinner, you sit on the couch and watch TV. Maybe you're social and you'll sit at a restaurant or you'll sit at the bar. But most people, the whole day, are sitting. That's a sedentary lifestyle. Sitting is considered the new smoking. We have to avoid sitting. I call it the 20 rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet, and you also look 20 feet away. That will help prevent diabetes. That will help to prevent Alzheimer's. That will improve your energy, your mood, your focus, your memory. You have to take breaks. Stop sitting so long. You have to get up every 20 minutes. Set an alarm if you have to. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It could literally be only 20 seconds. That's the 20 rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet, or you do 20 jumping jacks or 20 push-ups or do something for 20 seconds, look 20 feet away, and then you could go back to work, go on your computer, go back to your studies, go back to watching your TV show, whatever it is. But get up. That will change your life. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit kaplandc.com. That's kaplandc.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I am your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve your brain function, how to prevent Alzheimer's, dementia, how to improve memory and focus. And the first step is prevention of diabetes. Diabetes type 1, which is autoimmune disease, and diabetes type 2, which is mainly environmental from diet and sedentary lifestyle. Now, also, which is a big influence of diabetes, is your pancreas. Your pancreas is an organ in your body that controls diabetes, and it gets its innervation or its function from the vagus nerve, or part of your autonomic nervous system. So if your vagus nerve or your autonomic nervous system isn't functioning at optimal levels, then your pancreas will not function at optimal levels, and that will make you more susceptible to diabetes and Alzheimer's disease. So just like you can exercise a muscle and make it stronger, you can exercise your brain and make your brain stronger. People understand going to the gym, and people understand brushing your teeth. People understand eating healthy. But when I tell them another daily activity that must be done to improve your health and quality of life is to do brain exercises. Brain exercises will help you to function better and prevent future diseases. Now, don't you think it makes sense, if you want to prevent dementia or Alzheimer's disease, that you should be working on your brain and that you should improve your memory? You should challenge your memory? How many people are challenging their brain these days? It's very easy to use your technology, your cell phone, your computer, your iPad, so that you don't need to challenge your brain. If you need to find a location, you could just put it in your GPS and you don't need to use your brain. If you need to call a friend or a family member, you literally just go on your phone or even say, call Joey, and your phone will do it for you. You don't even have to memorize their phone number. Don't you guys remember growing up back in the day, you memorized all your friends and family's phone numbers? You probably had 10 to 20 phone numbers memorized. How many phone numbers do you have memorized right now? People aren't getting an increase in Alzheimer's because they're getting older. They're getting an increase of Alzheimer's because they're not challenging their brain. So I want you to purposely challenge your brain and try and remember people's phone numbers. Right now, people, if they're lucky, might know one or two people's phone numbers. You need to know a minimum of 10 people's phone numbers. And you'll impress your friends or your family. You know, when you're at your Memorial Day barbecue, you could just repeat somebody's phone and they're going to be like, wait, how did you know my phone number? And you're going to be like, I memorized it because my brain needs to function at a higher level. So I got to challenge myself. When you go shopping, write your list of your 20 foods that you need to get and memorize that list. Go through the supermarket, grab everything, memorize all 20 foods, and double check just in case. But challenge yourself on purpose. Don't make it easy. Next time you're trying to think of, you know, that actor's name in one of your movies that you like, don't Google it right away. Challenge yourself. Think about it. I don't care if it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. When you think of that name, it feels amazing because your brain did it. It's a much better feeling than looking it up and be like, oh yeah, that was his name. But when you remember it on your own, you're like, ah, I got it. I remembered what it was. And then your brain gets stronger so that the next time you got to remember something, it's a little bit easier. The brain is like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. Stop relying on the technology, right? Even when you go to a restaurant, you know, they have, you know, the tip already done for you. This is 15%. This is 20%. This is 25%. Grab your pen and literally do the math on your own. You got to challenge your brain. And don't just do the same challenge every day. You know, and a patient said, oh, I'm amazing at the crossword puzzle. My brain's functioning very well. Yeah, well, maybe stop doing the crossword puzzle and start doing Sudoku. And then the next day, do the word jumble. And the next day, do a maze. And the day after that, play chess. And then do Monopoly. And then play Texas Hold'em. And then play Uno. And then do Wordle. The idea is every day, do a different type of brain exercise. If you do the same type of stimulation every day, it doesn't work as well. The brain likes variety. It doesn't like to do the same thing every day because then it doesn't have to work. That's why kids have amazing brains, because every day they're doing different things. They're learning new things. I encourage you to be like a kid. Learn a musical instrument. Learn how to sew. Learn how to put a shelf up. Learn how to filter water. Learn how to garden. Learn how to dance. There are so many things you can learn as an adult, but you have to challenge yourself. Stop watching Netflix and cable and sports every day. Start booking activities that get you out of the house, get your body moving, get your brain working, get you more social. You will improve your quality of life. You will live a long, healthier life. You got to prepare for triple digits, meaning you might live to 100 years old. But if you live to 100 years old, is it a quality of life? You don't want to go from the cane to the walker to the wheelchair to having to wear a diaper to going to the nursing home. You don't want that future. But don't wait till it starts to begin to try and reverse it. Take action now. Now, the good news is, even if you're in a wheelchair or using a walker, if you do the right things, you can improve your function. You can be healthier at 60 than you are at 50 if you alter your environment and do the right things. Your memory can be better at 70 than it was at 60 if you start doing the right things. Don't let anyone tell you that your memory gets worse with age. That is not true. Don't let anyone tell you if you have some aches and pains or some arthritis, that's due to old age. That is incorrect. Don't let anyone tell you your vision will get worse with age. That is incorrect. You can have more energy as you get older. You can get stronger as you get older. Your memory can improve as you get older. You can have less pain and dysfunction as you get older. You can improve your balance as you get older, but you have to do the work. There is no memory pill. Stop looking for that vitamin or that medication to improve your memory. There's no such thing. And anyone who's selling you that is being dishonest with you. If you want to improve your brain function, you have to put in the work. More when we come back from the break.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. Nordstrom leaves downtown San Francisco, joining big city retail exodus. That was a recent headline from the Washington Post. And the story of what is happening in San Francisco and cities like it should have our attention, because they're not alone. What we're looking at here is the genuine potential of failed cities in the United States of America. There's an entire collection of big problems in cities like San Francisco, and the bills are all coming due right now. The most immediate driving issue here is crime, scaring away paying customers and eating away at narrow retail margins. Under the very, very liberal, politically progressive government, and under the rule of those progressivist ideas, they basically made it impossible to put up any significant limitations on crime in San Francisco. The result? San Francisco is becoming more and more unlivable and ungovernable. The government is not working. And again, San Francisco is not alone.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve your brain function, how to prevent Alzheimer's, dementia. You have to take advantage of the information that you have and incorporate it into your daily life. The good news is it's all under your control. I don't care if everyone in your family has diabetes, you don't have to get it. I don't care if everyone in your family has Alzheimer's disease, you don't have to get it. There is something called epigenetics. So the old way of thinking about our genes is genetics. That's where, you know, your parents give you these genes and you're stuck with these genes forever. That is not true anymore. The latest research has shown the body is more of a response of an epigenetic. So with epigenetics, that means, yes, you might be more predisposed to a certain condition. However, if you alter your environment, you could turn off the bad gene. That's epigenetics. For example, let's say my parents gave me an alcoholic gene, right? Let's say they were alcoholics. Their parents were alcoholics. So as my brain developed, I had an alcoholic brain. However, if I alter my environment and I choose not to partake or imbibe any alcoholic beverages, I'm going to turn off that alcoholic gene. So if I'm not triggering it with alcohol, it doesn't get activated. That's epigenetics. So if you have a diabetic gene, but you exercise every day and you don't eat sugar and you're very healthy diet and you work on your vagus nerve, then you're not going to get diabetes. That's the beauty part of this stuff. And guess what? If you are going to have kids, you can break the cycle. Your grandma's anxious and your mom's anxious, and now you have anxiety. If you alter your brain in a process called neuroplasticity, you could rewire your brain, get rid of your anxiety, so that when you have a baby, your baby doesn't have anxiety because you broke the cycle. We break these cycles all the time, where I fix grandma, fix mom, fix daughter. Now the daughter can have a healthy child and not have to worry about this child getting severe anxiety, severe depression, sleeping difficulties. Through epigenetics, we could turn off these bad genes. Blood work can tell us where a lot of your weaknesses are, whether you have, you know, diabetes, whether you have autoimmune disease, whether you have inflammation, whether you have nutritional deficiencies, decreased stomach acid, liver problems, kidneys. So your blood work can really clue you in to how your organs are working. However, the problem is the ranges that most labs use are incorrect, because they're comparing you to a bunch of sick people. Who are the people that are getting blood work? They're usually obese, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. These are typical Americans that are going to the doctor and getting blood work. So when they say you're normal, they're comparing you to a typical American who unfortunately is very sick. Doesn't have to be that way, but that's the reality of the case. So when I look at blood work, I don't want to compare you to a typical American who is typically very sick. I want to compare you to an atypical American or a very healthy individual who's not on any medicine, who exercises every day, who eats a healthy diet, who has stress reduction and drinks enough water and sleeps enough at night. So when we take those people and we average out their blood work numbers, it's a lot different. So you can use the normal laboratory scale, or you can use the healthy scale. That's what I use. At Kaplan Brain and Body, we use a healthy scale. If you want to know the healthy scale, we have to figure out what your levels are, and then I can let you know. For example, I'll give you one example. TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. It is very common for people to have thyroid problems. Now, most labs are going to say, you know, about 0.4 to like 4.5 is the normal range. So patients come to me all the time and they say, oh, my thyroid's normal. But that range of 0.4 to 4.5 is pretty broad. The range that I go by for TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, is 1.8 to 3. So if you're at 3.9, almost all doctors, endocrinologists, primary care physicians, internists, they're going to say, ooh, your thyroid is normal at 3.9. They're going to say that's normal. However, I disagree. I think that TSH is getting too high, and we don't want to wait till you get an official diagnosis of hypothyroid where you have to take medicine to now resolve the situation. If you're at 3.9, you better start working on your thyroid immediately. and prevent it from getting up to 4.0, 4.1, 4.2, 4.5, 4.7. Now you're out of the range. Now they want you to put you on medicine. Don't wait till you need to be put on medicine, because there's side effects of many medications. You always have to measure the risk versus the reward. One of the risks of taking hypothyroid medication, it can actually make you hyperthyroid, especially if it's not too off. So they can reverse it and they can make a permanent problem. As opposed to fixing your health, reversing the thyroid problem, and therefore not needing any medication anymore. Thyroid problems, especially autoimmune thyroid, which is most thyroid problems, are completely reversible. However, doctors don't even check to see if you have autoimmune disease. They'll just check the TSH and that's it. But you got to do thorough blood work to get the proper diagnosis. Another good test to get a proper diagnosis of your weak areas of your brain is called a QEEG brain mapping. A QEEG brain mapping is a non-invasive test where you wear a cap that has electrodes attached to it to measure your brain waves. There's no radiation. It's very quick. It only takes about 10 to 20 minutes to do. You don't have to lie in some tube for 45 minutes. It's super quick. You don't have to take any contrast fluid. There's no prep. You don't have to fast or anything. It's a super easy and quick test with no risk and no radiation. It's called a QEEG brain mapping. And it measures out the function of your brain. Do you have memory problems? And it breaks it down. Is it more short-term memory? Is it sequential memory? Is it working memory? Is it long-term memory? It tells you, do you have depression? Do you have anxiety? Do you have insomnia? Do you have sleep deprivation? Do you have brain fog? Do you have low motivation? Do you have difficulty shifting tasks? Do you have white matter inflammation? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Have you had a concussion, traumatic brain injury, pathogens, allergies to your brain? Do you have low dopamine or low acetylcholine? The QEEG brain mapping picks up all the details of your brain. It's one of the best tests ever. It's so valuable. It tells us so much things without any risk. This test is normally $500, but we're going to do a special for the first 7 people that call. You could get the entire QEEG brain mapping for only $21. And if you're one of the first 7 people, we're going to actually throw in a free analysis of your blood work at no extra charge. So for $21, you'll get the QEEG brain mapping, which is $500 value, plus you will get an evaluation of your blood work, which is normally $175. So it's normally $675 for this stuff. But if you're the first 7 people to call or text or email, you could get the entire package for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. That's my cell phone. So you can call or text if you like text better. 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. The email is info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say you want to be one of the first 7 people to take advantage of the offer from the radio show for a QEEG brain mapping for only $21. And if you sign up for that $21 evaluation, we are going to give you a free blood work evaluation where I'll tell you about your healthy scales, not comparing you to other people. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're talking about how to prevent Alzheimer's disease, how to prevent dementia, how to boost your brain power, how to improve your quality of life. So the key is prevention. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Ignorance is not bliss. So you have to evaluate your brain and your body while you're young, pick up things early on so that you can prevent future problems. Most people wait till future problems occur to start working on it. But the key is to work on things now, and if they're already starting to become bad, let's reverse it, all right? So we got to prevent it or reverse it, but the good news is you can do that. That is what we're talking about, epigenetics. The other way to reverse any dysfunction of your brain or your nervous system is called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity means we are rewiring your brain. We're literally rewiring your brain, creating new connections, new synapses between the different areas of your brain that aren't functioning properly. So we have a lot of people, they say, I don't feel connected to my body. Their brain is disconnected. When they get brain fog, the left and the right brain aren't connecting properly. When people say, my memory is not as good or sharp as I used to be, that means your brain is disconnected. It's backed up. It's not communicating properly. It's like going from New Jersey to New York and the George Washington Bridge, there's an accident and there's no traffic moving. It's not working. There's no connections. So you got to go down to the Lincoln Tunnel or the Holland Tunnel or the Tappan Zee Bridge. So you got to create a new bridge, a new connection, a new route, because the old route is damaged or it's broken. When you damage brain cells, you can't create new brain cells. But what you can do is make the ones that are working work even better and more efficiently. Unfortunately, after 40 years of age, we lose 10% of our brain cells every decade. However, all we have to do is lose the bad brain cells. That's called autophagy. Autophagy is one of the best ways to kill off the bad brain cells and eliminate them. Neuroplasticity is the way to make your current brain cells function at highest level. You got to do both. Clear out, detox, get rid of the bad brain cells, and maximize, create more connections, more mitochondria, more synapses, more neurotransmitters to all the neurons that you do have. That's neuroplasticity, rewiring the brain. For autophagy, which is starving the brain so it eats itself and you could clear out all the bad brain cells, you have to do fasting. Now, fasting you can't do if you're very active, if you're driving, you're going to work. But if you could kind of chill out for a weekend, that's a great time to create autophagy. Let's say Friday night, dinner, you're done by 6 p.m. All you do is a water fast for the rest of Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then you can break your fast Monday morning. That is enough time to create autophagy, to clear out the bad brain cells. If your brain isn't functioning, you might need to detox through autophagy. It's been proven to help with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. It's called autophagy. Friday night, stop eating, fast Saturday and Sunday, and break fast Monday morning. Autophagy doesn't work if it's only 24 hours. It's got to be more than a 24-hour fast. Now, what you could also do is consistent intermittent fasting. That's where you eat only 8 hours a day and you fast 16 hours a day. That's going to be very good for detoxing and get rid of your bad brain cells and get rid of your bad bacteria in your gut, get rid of your phlegm in your lungs, detox your skin, you know, make your heart function at the highest level. Intermittent fasting is you eat 8 hours and you fast 16 hours. You do that consistently, Monday through Friday. Very consistent. That's the key, right? So the best way to do it is to eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Therefore, you have 4 hours after your last meal at 6 p.m. until bedtime at 10 p.m. Then you have an 8 hour sleep. Then you have 4 hours in the morning. That is so much time to detox, get rid of the bad stuff. For you to heal, you got to get rid of the bad stuff. And your body needs time to heal. That's intermittent fasting. So you got autophagy for the weekend, Friday night to Monday morning. And then consistently, Monday through Friday, you do the intermittent fasting. That's going to get you a lot of good autophagy. All right. Now, you might need doctor supervision. You know, if you're hypoglycemia, you got to be very careful with that. You don't want to pass out, hit your head. So, you know, the advice I give, it's not for everyone in the world. So you always got to double check with your doctor, someone who knows you very well, if it's appropriate for you. But if you really want to get down to the nitty and gritty and figure out where your bad brain cells are, you got to do neurological evaluations. We told you about the qEEG brain mapping before the break. There's also another test called a VNG, video nystagmography. This test is non-invasive. There's no radiation. You don't have to lie in a claustrophobic tube for an hour. There's no contrast fluid. There's no risk. All you do is wear these goggles. They're infrared goggles that measure your eye movements. It measures the speed, the reaction time, your pupils. And by that, we can analyze all the different areas of the brain. And it will tell us, hey, is there a difference in the left side of the brain versus the right side of the brain? So if you're disconnected, like we were talking about before, then there's most likely an imbalance of the left and right brain. The VNG is perfect for picking up imbalances of the left and right. So if some days you have more anxiety and other days you have more depression, you most likely have an imbalance of your left and right brain. If some days you're all wired and stressed and you can't shut off your mind, and then other days you're fatigued, can't get anything done, low motivated, you probably have a disconnect. Your balance is off. You've had falls. You have vertigo or headaches. If you feel like you're bobbing or weaving, the VNG is the best test for you. It literally analyzes all the different areas of the brain, tells us what areas are connected and which areas are disconnected. The VNG is normally $500, but for the first 7 people that call, you could get the VNG for only $21. And If you want to do the QEEG for $21 and the VNG for $21, you could sign up for both of them. You just got to be one of the first seven people that call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Another important test is a complete physical and neurological evaluation by me. This complete physical and neurological evaluation by me can be done at one of my offices in New York, got an office in New Jersey in Bergen County. You could also do it virtually. We could do it over Zoom or FaceTime or WhatsApp. So you can do a one-on-one evaluation with me. It takes about 45 minutes. We check out everything from your muscles, your range of motion, your posture, your eyes, your ears, check out your oxygen. We listen to your heart and your gut and your lungs, check out your balance, check how you walk, check out your memory. It's a little bit more time than the other tests, which only take about 20 minutes or so. This will take about 45 minutes because we also have to go over your history, go over your health problems and your health goals, medication, surgeries, or everything like that. So it's a one-on-one consult, history, evaluation. And the best part is we come up with a diagnosis. And that's one-on-one with me. You can come to my New York office, my New Jersey office. You could do it over Zoom. That test is normally $500. But if you are one of the first seven people to call, text, or email, you can also get that test for only $21. All you have to do is call or text 646-221-6738. And you could sign up for everything. You could get the $21 one-on-one evaluation with me. You could get the $21 VNG to see how your left and right brains are connecting. You could get the $21 QEEG brain mapping to measure all your brain waves to tell us which specific areas are functioning at the highest level and which are functioning at the lowest level. Plus, if you sign up for any of these, you'll get a free one-on-one blood work analysis with me, which is normally $175. Now, if you want really detailed about nutrition and mastering blood work analysis, definitely sign up for my seminar series. The seminar series is at May 31st, Wednesday night at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in River Edge, New Jersey on Kinderkamak Road. It is a live lecture. You can come live where you'll get free massage, free infrared laser, free food, free drinks. If you can't make it in my New Jersey lecture office in River Edge, you could do it over Zoom live as well. And if you can't be available over Zoom or live, you could get the recording as well. Now, this seminar is normally $100, but for the first seven people to call, text, or email, you could get it for only $49. And if you're one of the first seven people, we're also going to throw in the next two seminars in June and July, which are also $100 value, for free. So basically, you have to pay $49 and you get all three seminars. All right. It's basically, you know, $15 a seminar. And that includes free massage, free food, free laser, free lecture, the free recording after that you can have for lifetime for $49. All you got to do is call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And you can sign up for everything, the blood work, the VNG, the QEEG, the one-on-one, and the seminar series. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. For more information, visit our website, kaplandc.com, or you can go on our YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body, or Facebook and Instagram at Kaplan Brain and Body. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You just listened to Boost Your Brain Power. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.